סימן שינחף א', in the middle of Sif Yudalad, and before we continue the Sif, I'd like to be Maisif one Nekudim. We had had a heter by if a person is lush Kemach Koli, and he makes a blila ova, a thick dough. So the sole heter is if he makes it ma'at ma'ot. And yesterday we spoke about the different shitas, the different explanations why ma'at ma'ot helps. I would just like to be meisiv. I saw today in the Shvisa Shabbos, with Seem, with Saivta Hazenish also holds like this, that the heter of Ma'at Ma'ot is because he is needing such a minute amount, it doesn't have a cheshivis. A normal person would not be tereach to need such a small amount, and that is a shinui in the malacha. A person does not do such a thing. He does not take out the time and the effort to need such a small amount, and I'd like to elaborate. The shear of lisha is agregres. Now, a agregres is 2/3 of an egg, and that is called a shear choshev. That means if a person takes flour and water and he needs 2/3 of an egg, that's called a shir choshev. So we're speaking about ma'at ma'ot, less than a shir choshev. So speaking about a person is going to take flour and water and need a dough that is a half of an egg. This is a murdika shinui. That means people never make such a minute lisha. So that's how they seem to learn the heter. The heter of ma'at ma'ot is because it's a shinui in the malocha, and a person is not tereach to be lush such a small amount, and that is why it is permissible. Now, let us again. If he has to do it, he has this heter. That's the only heter. If he's lush, if he wants to make this, he has to be lush. Let's say the size of half an egg. In Grad, they asked that he's doing this on Shabbos. He's not going to make it on Shabbos, so. So my chavrusa said very well, we're speaking about roasted kernels. So the kernels already are edible and tasty. So now they were ground into a flour form, and now he's mixing it up with some good liquid, so it doesn't taste too bad like this. It doesn't have to make it. We have already a tasty machol with after the lisha, because it was Babis Emerson Royal Achila before the lisha. Now, we are in the middle of the second halosh in Sif Yudalim. Let's just see the losh in Amachaba. Avol tvue shaloi heviyo shlish. Tvue, that the kernels did not grow to a third of their development. Shekolo oisom, and they roasted these kernels. Vachakach tochnu oiso techina gaso. And afterwards, they ground these kernels, but it seems these kernels are only ground into large particles. So it's like chil hagas. It's not a davar hanilosh. It's vehi anikreis shetisa. This is called shetisa. Is muta legabel mimena b'chaimetz. So now, this before we said by kemach koli, so one makes it into a fine flour, and then there was a gzeirim. A person perhaps will not differentiate between kemach koli and stam kemach. So then we were afraid of this, and we were only permitted to make a lisha of ma'at ma'at. But this shatisa is, one would never compare shatisa to stam kemach. This is ground into large particles. Is mutar legabel mimeno b'chaimetz achiyotzeboy harbe b'basachas. So this, here we are matar already, since this is different than stam kemach. So here we were matar that a person is permitted to be lush a lot of this shatisa, period. So this is a kula. Because this is not similar at all to stam kemach. But that's what we were makel. We were only makel if the blila will be a blila raka, won't be a hard dough, a tough dough. It will be a blila raka, a, the Chazani says it is not a liquid, but it is it's loose. Buhu sheyirach, aval kosher, but to make a so umata harbe. Here we have a heter. One is permitted to make 5 pounds of this flour on Shabbos. He's going to use it. Buhu sheyirach, aval kosher also. But we were not matter to make a blila kosher, b'nei shenire kelosh, because it looks not a shema yove. It looks, he's making a dough, and it looks somehow kelosh, so we were not matter kosher harbe. That we matter harbe blila rako. Vasulu Barach, now he said, by this Belila Rakom, that alone we were not matter. Tzorich Lushanais. He has to make a shinui in this loose batter. Keitzat, Noisein, so what is the shinui? The shinui is in how he combines the liquid to the solid. Noisein es ashatisa. First he puts in the keli, the shatisa, the solid.
Yes.
Vachakach, noisein es achoimetz, and then he puts the vinegar.
Yes.
And then he's permitted to make a blila raka with this shatisa. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, the Sifkot Nun Vov. Kosher also. One is not permitted to make a blila kosher. Rotsa loy mahalbe. Now we have told Cheshbin. A lot is also avomat mat mutach meila bekemach koli. This is true from kemach koli. It's not similar to kemach koli. So therefore we were mako, so that we can make harbe. But kosher, to make a blila kosher, is also harbe. The kosher, but if you want to make it ma'at ma'at, so that will zich be mutter like kemach koli. Va'afilu berach, afilu you're going to make a blila raka, but you have to make sure you are making a shinui b'shas nesinas hamashke into the oichel, that you have to make a shinui, that you have to do the opposite that one normal does when he makes this Esau. I am Betas. So now, Betas says, Shekosav, the Osa La'arev B'Shabbos Shel Pesach, Kemach Shoisin Mitrinas Matzo Afuyo, Litdon B'Yayin Oibid Meidvash. Now, let's just give a few akdomis. The Matzamel Bizman Hataz was not finely ground like flour, like us, like our matzah mel, but it was ground, but it was larger pieces. So since it was larger pieces, so we have the guidelines of shatisa, which is also large pieces, and we have a heter that ablila raka is muta, afilo harbe, but you have to make a shinri. So now, the Taz is Rebbe Sanesim, she wanted to make Shabbos, she had her thick matzah mill, and she wanted to make a blila rake. So the Taz told his Rebbe, he says, how do normally when they mix it with wine or with meidvash, med. How do people know when you make it during the week? How is it made? What do you put in first and what do you put in second? So she tells them, there's no common on hoge. Some people put this first, some people put the liquid first, some people put the matzah first. There's no common on hoge. So the Taz told his Rebbe, since there's no common on hoge, so whatever you are doing, you're not making the shinui. I mean, you put the matzah first. Good morning. There are a lot of people do this during the week also. You put the matzah first. It's also the same thing. So he told him, Rebbe, and if you didn't make this Erev Shabbos, we're going to live without it. That's what he told them. Ayin betar shekosav, b'osu la'arev b'shabes shel pesach, kemar sho'isim etchines matzah afuya, to take matzah mil, litnom b'yayin oibid meidvash, to mix it up with wine or meidvash, avdedomi l'shatise, even though this is similar to shatise, shohu t'china gase, which t'china gase, by a t'china gase we have a kule v'sham muta harbe, and there one, v'sham muta barako, there one is permitted to make a blila rake. I know Yidei Shinri, but the Mechaber says it is only permissible if you make a Shinri. You do differently in Shabbos the way you do during the week. I will become a and you do a manos in Tchila Bechil. There's no common hanhoge to say that I'm being Mishane in Shabbos. Can they lay their mau ashinui? Al kain, also rimaisa harbe. So the Taz says, by matzah mel, we cannot make a shinui. And the sole heter of a blila raka is only with this shinui al kaponim of Nesinas Hamayim into the Kemach, that we're Mishana the way we normally do during the week. So Mamele, so you can make a Shini, you can make it on Shabbos. That was the Chumrah of the Taz. Now Gavuche, they bring down from the Chazanish, the Chazanish said the Taz is very mistavish. I mean, you're not making the Chazal, we're only matter with the Shini. You're making the Shini. People do like this and like this, so the Etzim, there was no Shini done. That means that alone, that you have to make it on a certain way. I can't do whatever I want. I have to do the way the Gemara said by Shatisa. That also is called a shinui. A shinui means my hands are tied. I can't do whatever I feel like doing. So that move is also called a shinui. But the Gemara, yeah. Shikin amachol t'chila v'acha kacha mashken. V'chein b'chok yakev b'simen tofayin gimol mitzadet lohokul b'zeh. So we have over here a machloikis. With Taz was machma. We have mekilim. V'toiv lahachmel shaloi la'arev b'kafs. Rak menaneya hakli ad sheyis orev. So I saw in the Rebida Shulchan, he brings a Korban Nisanul, Seif Mesech de Shabbos, that the Korban Nisanul is saying, we have here a problem. This shinui of doing the opposite what is done during the week, we really don't have. Because during the week, others do like this, others do like this. So this is not a real shinui. The Hakakiv and the Rabbi said, oh, that you have to do it only one way. That's also called a shinui. But that is not a problem. They didn't want to be maker like that because they wanted that the lisha has to be done with a shinui, and you don't look at each person bazunda. So mamela, that is not considered a shinui. So the Kolben Nathanael says, so listen, so this shinui is not too ideal. It's v'toiv lahachmer, so let's make another shinui in the lisha. Shaloi la'arev bekas, that you should not mix it up. We're talking about a bli l'raka, you should not mix it up with a spoon.
You
shake the keli, and that. So this toiv lahachma. Well, he doesn't say that. He says you should shake up the keli. Should shake up the keli. So that is. So this is a sofer on the kula of the Rabban Chok Yaakov. If we're making kulas al kaponim, let us be meisif another chumra of in the lisha by not mixing it up with a spoon, but one should just shake the keli. Either they ate brought or was made payers, they weren't machma. But maybe just other people who don't eat kibrokt, but they put butter on the matzah. I mean, this is not water. This is meperes, wine. So it could be. So it could be that's what. This is what he says. This is what you do. You should make the Erov by shaking the keli. Now, so now we have the Tazis Machma, the Rabbi is Mekel. You want to do like the Rabbi, you can do like the Rabbi. You have someone that's Mekel. Do what, like it says in the Gemara, Toiv Lahachma, really it would be preferable, since we have over here this, the Chumra of the Taz, so it would be preferable to make another Shinui. Bishas, the Gibul, Bishas, the Lisha. But now, V'cholze, Imaisa Harbei. But I mean, the sole problem is that he wants to make a lot. He doesn't want to make a half of the size of a half an egg. So he wants to make a lot. Aveli Moisa Mahat Mahat. Listen, if you want to make a little, Muta, Afilu Bahove, then Afilu Aveli Love, you can make. Ubali Shinoi Ledeyazu, you don't need any Shinoi. Vayesh Aimrim Lekamon, Osa Bahova Bechol Gavni. Later we will see. There's a yesh aimrim that paskins like Rebbe, and the sinas samayim is also. So that we'll see in Sif Tes Zayin. Kosav amogin avrov. Now, a new alochev, nearly. I think the also lahashtin altit. That one is not permitted to be mashed in Shabbos on Tit. Mishum Gibul. Now, so Lechere, he means to say as follows. We'll see the Mishabu, we'll say this later, but just let's. There are two Shailas here. There's one Shaila, Reif Reiskim Paskin, like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds that the deraisa dike lishe is when you mix it. But mid rabbonon, you're not allowed to put mayim into flour either. That means the sinas mayim, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, is also mid rabbonon, and then to mix it is a deraisa. But it's also mid rabbonon to pour in mayim. According to Rabbi, the Balatumas pastors like Rabbi, there's an issue of the eraisa to put mayim. You don't mix it at all. Okay. So now so the Mogen Avraham, we'll see in a minute how the Mishabu explains the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham at the present time is speaking about Nesinas Mayim, where we had heard there's Alisha Deraisa by Tit, by Ozol, there's Alisha Deraisa. So now, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudi, not allowed to put Mayim on offer. Minat Midarabonon. According to Rabbi, he not allowed to put him in a Torah. So now, the Mogen Avraham is talking, so is a person permitted to be mashed in al ofo? We have to understand in this manner of the Mogen Avraham, the plumbing facilities were not too available, and this was a very shriyachtik zach. So is a person permitted to be mashed in alofa? So the Mogen Avraham says, nearly da'osa lahashtin altit mishum gibul. That means because he's combining a liquid to a solid. So now the Mishnah is explaining what's his problem over here. He's not mixing it, he's just combining. Afilu l'roiv poiskim. Afilu roiv poiskim. Nesvirlu debedovashu bar gibul einoi chayiv adshe yigabu. Afilu according to roiv poiskim. Amo mikom bokim isurim yig. There's an issa. I mean, it's not, there's an issa the rabbona. Yeah. So Mamela, so we're talking about Anissa the Rabbonon, according to Roy Weiskim, but Anissa the Rabbonon also is a Malkim lesser. Vahavstahu ein mechaven lilisha. He doesn't have a kabbalah to be lost to add mayim to offer. That's not his kabbalah. He has a kabbalah to be mashed. No, it comes out that he's doing this pula of adding a mashke, of combining a mashke to offer. We call walking sinkreisha. So some sinkreisha. So, fine. So the Baal, the Mishnah Berurah said, the Baal, he's not Meikul. The Mogen Avraham says, it's also finished, and then he said, the Rabbonon. And so Mamela, it's also. The Maya wants to say it's also. The Chazaynish wants to be Mecca, but you have to understand we're fighting with big guns. This is a Magen Avraham, a Mishnah Berurah, the main Magen Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, this is according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Midarabonon, you're not allowed to add mayim to particles of food. This is a Darabonon, Letzerech Achilas HaOdom, they were Mekel, because this whole din that we're talking about over here, by Kemach Koli, we made Ma'at, but we added the liquid in Shabbos. Well, this is a Darabonon, whatever we're speaking about, is mutal letzorech achilas adam, and afilu letzorech achilas behemet mutal. So they were matred letzorech. So he says, look, this is also what tzorech. So the Chazanish wants to be makel on this halacha about kaponim. So it's kedai to know the Chazanish was Mekel, but let's go. But about the Magen Avraham Asad, and the Mishnah Berurah brought down the Magen Avraham, it's also finished. He wasn't Mekel. Now,
Yeah.
Uchli, now a second case, Sheroikeg boy, there was a spittoon that people used to spit into the spittoon, and on the bottom of the spittoon there was offal there, and people used to spit in. Again, they didn't have very good plumbing facilities. Like this, you want to wash out your mouth, so we go to the sink. And we wash out our mouth, so we spit out into the sink. They didn't have such conveniences, so they had this spittoon, and he washed out his mouth, and he spit it into this spittoon, and there's earth on the bottom. Now he is he's nice in my lusaychofo. Now, the part of Yisrael Adakai Gas Yesh La'ayin Imhu Osa Imuto Dulai Havi Psikresha Dulai Nichalei. Maybe this is a Psikresha Dulai Nichalei, and let us elaborate what we're speaking about. When a person is mashed in, he does not want a puddle to remain. So he wants that it should be nivla bekalke. So he wants the combination of the liquid in the kalke. He wants that. So that's a secretion de nichole. Here it's in a keli. We're not going to inspect the keli. What's there? We won't find golden treasures in the keli. So if it won't be nivla, it's going to be nivla. He doesn't care if it will be nivla in the kalka, won't be nivla in the kalka. So, and he's not a mechaven. So it's a psikreishin delay nichalei. Psikreishin delay nichalei. So maybe there's a svara to be mekel. Umat sosi b'sefer beis meyer, the matter mitamze b'moki matzarech afilu lahashtin alpit. Now the beis meyer says that by hashtoni you also have the same het of secretion delay nichalei. V'nires, but he didn't take this het to. Yes, list my house be mocking shatite nishaloi. That means if it's in his property, some mail and then he talk, and that's called him Shikreshi the Nichole. He doesn't want puddles on his property. By in his property, he gets him all the stuff to Hefkinik and property. I'm not talking about this. It's he going into a Hefkinik and property. So a mail is, so there could be a Shikreshi the Le Nichole. Does Vadai Le Nichole Billy Shosov? Kosov Achaye Yodom. The brings down a very interesting shaila, which we would never call him about, but when they make a bris on Shabbos. So they make mitzitza, and the dama mitzitza they split it out into offal, and that's a medrash. The olah they put also on offal. But upon them the dama mitzitza seems that there's a meaning they split it out into the offal also. So they. So here the shows us a secretion, the nichole, the loy nichole, if you want it to be nivla, if it doesn't, there's an inyan of offer, mimon afar yakev, there's a medrash, it seems there is an inyan, so it could be there's an inyan that tam should be nivla in the offer, then could be some secretion, the nichole, could be, it's not important if it will be nivla or won't be nivla, so there's, he brings a shayla. He brings the Vikiyas, he brings that Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. Shouldn't spit into our form. Of the Shaila of Shikreshim. Others are Megum. Kosova Chayodo. Shimachase Mera Glayim Bechel Veifel. Now, there was times that there was Mera Glayim Alakalke. And they covered it up with sand or ashes. Here is the opposite. Here I'm adding the ether or the offal. That means it is a liquid on the ground already. And I want to cover it. It shouldn't be. I want to cover it. So I'm adding ether to water. So right now we have the same problem. Now he says, here we're talking about a big problem. Well, let's just appreciate the problem. Ether, ashes, is a double the lav bar gibul. And there's a lot of rishonim, we paskil like this, that a lot of rishonim hold a double the lav bar gibul, which is ashes. So the nesin alone yechayim in a teira filokorin tam yeshim rab yudah. So we're playing, that was before we were speaking about Achumra Darabonon. That was awful, it's a Margibo, but Ether is already. Lochain, Yitain, Harbe, Ether, Vachil, Vaoz, Leinika, Klau, Halisha. So that means if you just want to put a little bit, it's not too good. Yeah, because if you put a lot of ether and chayil, so then there's so much, it seems, so the small amount of liquid content will not somehow mix up. It gets like bottled in miyutai, and it doesn't affect the whole ether. So there's no lisha over there. Sif tesvov, chardu shaloshu me'erev Shabbos. They made charvel, which is mustard. Now let us just say, how the Mishnah Berurah says pshat, This shaloshu me'erev Shabbos does not mean they were losh erev Shabbos. It means they ground up the chardul, and the chardul has its own liquid content. Just like we said, a person mashes a banana, so there's some liquid content that mixes up with the particles of the banana, but that's not called lish. It doesn't have a hilchos lish. It's not considered that before a liquid was added to the particles. Its own liquid is not, but he calls it losho. But he means as follows. They had taken mustard seeds and they ground it up. Then it's a little, perhaps a little watery. So that's why he calls it losho. But halacha, that doesn't have a din of lishya. So I have the Sarim Shabbos. Lemocho, now in Shabbos, I want to add some liquid to this chardul. Yochel la'arvoy, I'm allowed to mix up in Shabbos, hein b'yad, hein b'kli, with his hand, or with a keli, v'noisein l'soichai dvash, we could put honey in it, there's a mistake here. But he should not mix it up bikoyach. Ella ma'alve ma'at ma'ar. But he's ma'arvid binachas. Now let us just see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll try to explain a little bit. Yochel arvoy b'mayim oy b'yayin. We're speaking about a garden. You put yochel arvoy. So now we're putting water or yayin. V'afilu im loy nisar of mayim b'chaldol koydim Shabbos. Koydim Shabbos, it was not put in nothing. V'nilosh b'chaldol rak mitamsis lachuso. And l'maysa, the chaldol was only, mixed from the lechus of the chaldol. So that means, in Shabbos, I'm adding liquid, mayim, yayin. Rafilo hochi shori achshav la'arev bo hamashke. I'm allowed to add liquid in Shabbos and mix it. Now, we're going to say chedushim over here. Da yidei and esine lechoshev lisha ledei yezu akshe yegablo. Right. So now we're speaking about, so in Shabbos, we're adding liquid and we're mixing it. So the adding of the liquid that we just said before from the Chazinish, they were makel. According to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, we passed them on Dvalo, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to add liquid l'tzerech achilas adam. Because I need the mustard for Shabbos, so I'm allowed to add the liquid. Fine. Till now, there was no liquid. I'm not getting the liquid. Yeah. Oh, the hit la'aret. Good sign. Okay. And the liquid, I hear. But for the hit la'aret, bain b'yad, bain b'chli. I can mix it up with a yad, a keli. Ain't gibble bozer. It's not called gibble. Why? Mishum the derech agibul bechardul, the normal way you mix up mustard, v'chein b'shachlayim v'shum. We're going to have the next simon that says a similar aloche with cress and with garlic. Hu al yedei trifel. That is dafke. The normal procedure is you mix it up. Dainu shema'arev b'koyach. that you mixed it up. There was a strong mixing. The kano ma'ariv benachas b'zeh shesiyim ma'ariv matba'at slowly b'kach tzarech loyma b'koyach. Now, we have to understand what that is. We're making Alicia in Shabbos, but don't mix it strongly. So, the Chazayni, the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha has tremendous problems with this halacha. Normally you make it like this, you make it like this. What's the heta? We're speaking with, playing around with the ISIS. So the Chazon Ish says as follows. The Chazon Ish says that these three things we're learning about, mustard and later garlic and cress, these three things, when you mix it up gently with a liquid, it does not combine. It does not stick one to the other. The only way it sticks is if you mix it up strongly, then it sticks. But kol zman, you don't mix it up strongly, you just go in a slow motion, you mix it up together, it will not stick. So I accomplished that gemara. Not only it's a psashinui, I do it different. No, it's no lisha. By being ma'arev shaloi bekoyach, there's no lisha. Period, and that's why it is mutter. Now, let us see sifte zayim shachalayim. This repeats this halacha. Shachalayim, peri shachalayim ba'arvi dados b'las krish, and this is kress. It is a sharp type of a machol. Shedochon me'erev Shabbos, and here also they crushed the erev Shabbos. L'macha loisein yayin v'chaymetz in Shabbos. I'm allowed, again, here there was no liquid added before Shabbos. You're allowed to put in yayin v'chaymetz, l'yitreif, but don't mix it up strongly. Elamarek, like we said before, v'chein shum shadochu me'erim Shabbos, l'mocho, now the same thing by garlic that was crushed up erim Shabbos, L'mocha noisein pool or grisim. You put this, we'll see, Mr. Moore, it's not, you put this into pool or grisim, into the bags of beans or grits. V'layitreif ela ma'orekif. So we had here three similar cases. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Noisin yayin v'layitreif, gam kein rotsa loymar, b'choyach, he shouldn't do it b'choyach. V'atam akil kenal, b'chein le'inyin shum. Fine. Now, before we go further, I saw in the Ravid HaShulchan, he says, the Chazon Ish explained this halacha, the purpose of the reason of the heta of mixing it up slowly and gently is because this machol does not become attached one to the other unless you mix it up b'koyach. So he says, so you have to know this heta is not a heta by anything. I'll mix up slowly. I'll take some flour and I'll mix it up slowly. And Shulchan Aruch says, no. The heta was said by specific cases. These three things have a characteristic that by mixing it up slowly, after you mix it up for 5 minutes between you and me, nothing is stuck together. Nothing is stuck together, so there's no lisha. But you can't say this halacha applies by everything. This is all. That's why when the Mechaber said this halacha, he spoke about three distinct cases, and all these cases have this characteristic that lemaisa it doesn't stick together if you're not ma'arav bekoyach. Fine. Now, so we finished this bit. Now he wants to explain the Lashna Rambam. The Rambam speaks about Gaul like Shum Sheriskoi Veloy Yishreik. He shouldn't. Now the Rambam now here is speaking about the Mleches Toichen. There's Risuk, there's Diche, and there's Shrike. These are different dargis of crushing. So now what the Rambam says over here, v'lo yishroik, u'mayri v'mechusa dichem. That means this garlic was the first risuk, was not a complete type of trine. So my middle is still placed to be touched in it. So he says, well, Yishrein, don't chop it up in Shabbos because this is a touch in the Kishayla. Oisha, Oisha, Shrikosim, Netaru, Visagrisim, Vainz, if you test him, Asher, Kisab, Nusham, maybe this was, the garlic was crushed well, but he's mixing it up with Grisim, and that wasn't crushed well. Vainz, if you test, fine. Lamocha Noisein Pool, so it says, in Shabbos, you're allowed to put beans. So Rambam is a nice little soil pool of grease. And not you put the beans and the garlic, you put the garlic and the beans. I ain't sure. We made Mechamim, he says, well, so now it's like this. So what did we do over here? We had some sort of a dip, some sort of a spice. We had garlic, and we wanted to make this garlic into, it was already crushed up Erev Shabbos. We made it into a liquidy form. We mixed it up with Amashke in Shabbos. There was no Shaila of Lisha because he wasn't tired of the Koyach. So fine. So now we have this, and now we want to put this into there's beans or grease, and we want to put it into that. Now, normally these beans were hot beans, and he wants to spice them up in Shabbos. So he says, so now it's known as a bishul de kishayla. That means if you're going to put this garlic on top of the hot beans and the hot takes, a double gush, we learned in Hilchas Bishul, a salad that is hot, a fill it's on the plate, it also is a dinner of a kli rishon, that's mevashel. Yeah. Yeah, so he says, Vimhechamim, Ailelsim in Shin Yudchesiv Yud, Vyutesim Mishnebul Risham, where he mentioned this problem, Adava Gush is a din of a clinician, that's Mabasho. So that's a different child. We're just speaking about certain problems. We're speaking about a problem of Lisha. So he said, the Lisha, the problem can be solved if he's not Teiref Bekoyach. Fine. Yes. So far, so good. V'yesh Oimrim, the loy ya'arev bekaf elo biyad. V'yesh Oimrim, now we started off with chardol, yochel la'arvoy hein biyad hein bekeli. We said you can mix it up, but as long as it's not bekoyach, you can mix it up with your hand, you can mix it up with a keli, and between you and me, a keli includes a spoon. So we said, as long as you're not ma'arev bekoyach, this mixing in Shabbos can be done b'yad or b'keli. Now, so now the remark comes, v'yesh ha'imrim, good, that's one cheater. But is a yesh ha'imrim, d'lo ya'arev b'kav, no, don't mix up with a spoon, elo b'yad, only with your hand, not
what
with a cup.
With the hand?
You can mix it with your hand. Well, you can mix it with the hand also. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh ha'imrim koi gam al siv tesvov. Now, we'll come back to Samach Beis. Let's go see Samach Gimel. Elo biyad, oy shiinaneya akli atzmoy. Either mix it up with your hand or shake the keli. But this, so let's just explain what the lumdus of this chumre is. These are rishonim that held Chazal asad to be teiref b'koyach. And normally, this is normally done with a spoon. With a spoon, you can be very successful in mixing it up very well. So these rishonim held that la'yitreif means that he should not even use a utensil which will enable him to be teirev b'koyach, which means a spoon. So this is a lashon haGemara. Yochel la'arve hein b'yad hein b'keli. So they learned shad hein b'yad, either mix up b'yad or b'keli. He shakes the keli. That's how they learn this in the Gemara, b'yad and b'keli. So the Gemara says that others were shot, not that you're teirev b'keli with a cast, because this le'yitrev, you shouldn't use a utensil, which through this utensil, you might come to be teirev b'koyach. So, no, Biyadeh Mekeli means Biyadeh Mekeli, which we are assured that we won't do this. Now let's go back to Sivkot and Samach Beis. Koigam al Siv Tesvov is going on Chardol. V'davke k'shenoisen hamashke b'shabes. Avoim nosen hamashke merev shabes mutal arev b'kaf ma'at ma'at af l'day yizuk. Now, this is a Mogen Avraham, and the Bir Halacha has tremendous problems understanding why it is like this. So we will not explain this Halacha, but Bir Halacha, it would seem he holds that a fellow, if he put the mask Erev Shabbos, it's also also. I mean, the way we understand it, The reason that a kaf is also because it might be teirev b'koyach in Shabbos. That's why a kaf is also. So what is the difference if we put the mask erev Shabbos, put the mask in Shabbos? So this kula of the Mogen Avraham is very difficult to understand. So for Kaponim, Bir Halacha has difficulties in understanding this. Fine.
It wasn't a kind of shape of your people just for them. It wasn't that.